GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Chris Quimby, one of our computer experts, is taking a seat behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A for the George Hildebrandt Tyler Show. Some of the text messages coming in the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This person wrote to us, I have a Galaxy S7 and I have a problem with the battery. Let me go back to find the actual text message that came in, because you got a couple of them that are streaming in now to us. Yeah, they did an update and now the battery won't last an entire day.
Ever since the update.
I did the recommended update and now my battery won't last all day. I tried to reload a prior update to get the battery, better battery usage. Do you have any recommendations for me? They ask.
Just be angry and bitter and assume that corporations don't have your best interest in mind. Gosh, you know,
a lot of things are running all the time that you don't know are running.
Yeah. I mean, so if this was something that came into my shop, I would first of all say, is there, and this might sound like the worst suggestion in the world, but is there an even newer software update that you could use? Because sometimes, they release these updates for all the guinea pigs that are looking to get them quickly, and then they discover that there are bugs, and then they offer fixes for those sorts of things. So without as much experience with Samsung, but understanding that I think a lot of that technology is the same, that would be something worth looking into. And I haven't heard that problem. I mean, people have these questions about iPhones too when they download, like last fall, like 11.3 came out.
Oh, yeah.
And people were having all kinds of performance issues, and that's when all this bad press came out about Apple with the batteries and all of that. I can't speak on behalf of Apple or Samsung, and I don't know exactly what. So the two things that make most sense to me would be to check to see if there's a newer update, because I don't think you can go backwards. And the other one would be to get the battery changed, which sounds like an injustice that you would have to do that because it was working fine before. But those were the two. Those are the two most logical things. Now, as far as getting the battery replaced in those, and I don't think it's any mistake that Samsung, for example, as does Apple, make those very difficult. If you remember the earlier, like Samsung S5 and whatnot, you could just take your fingernail and take a plastic backing off it by yourself, buy a new battery as an end user, take one out and put it in, just like you used to do with your remote control cars.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
What?
Would you?
Oh, no, you could, look, you put one in like Bob's your uncle there, and you replaced it,
but you
can't do that anymore.
Yeah, and so, and it's, I'm sure it's by design, so like with the newer Samsungs, they have a glass back on them, which is obviously the most fragile thing you could think to have on there, and it's tightly adhered down, so like if I'm going to change a battery, I've got to lay a lot of heat on that and go super slow and carefully to not break the glass back, and then you can get to a battery that's held down with adhesive, and you don't want to puncture it with the tools you get out, because I've done that twice and that is not a happy scene. So you really have to go to a repair shop to get those things replaced if you're going to.
Most phone, and my new phone, I was looking, it will eat battery time, and you can't replace the battery in this one either, but it has a couple settings to save the battery by reducing the phone's performance.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of things that are just eating your battery up, your screen, and things you're not using, really.
And
it'll tell you which thing is eating the most power.
And I think this listener's question, part of it would be that she's probably using it the same now as she did before, and doesn't see why she shouldn't get nearly as much battery life, which I get that. It sounds like something's horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. Kind of like if you feel sick all of a sudden, it'd be helpful for you to know exactly like what you did to make yourself feel sick so you could avoid it in the future. So
I remember the day, George, this was back when we were both broadcasting from Command and Control, and you said to me that my phone, the battery just dies so often. And I said, well, how many apps do you have open at the time? And you handed me your phone. And I think it was somewhere in the order of 54. You had, and I opened them up and I said, here, if you swipe up, you delete all these and they'll stop keeping open on your phone and maybe not suck your battery too much.
You're absolutely right. And my new phone has got a thing. I just hit this and it clears everything instantly.
I would love one of those for the new iPhone X. I got the iPhone X in order to, and I maybe missed it when it first happened, but I didn't see how you conveniently shut off all of the apps you have open. You've got to touch the, what is it, cradle? What do you call that down there in the, where you have like you get four apps.
I call it the thingy.
The thingy?
Yeah.
Okay, there's that little thingy where you can put four apps down at the bottom. You have to touch it and then slide up, and it will now open up finally. We'll glide in from the side, all of your apps that are open. Then you have to touch it, and then you can individually close all of the apps that you have open on
Look
your
at that.
Phone.
He's approaching 54. I'm watching right now. So I'm assuming that the iPhone X has, I've only seen a couple iPhone Xs. They're very expensive to repair now, right now, and people don't normally choose to have it done. But all of the later models of iPhones have a low power mode if you go into your settings into the battery. And that manages a lot of that for you. It keeps the apps from refreshing naturally in the background. I've had some customers say that when they are out, like, because I operate in Belfast, and there's a lot of regions out there where you get really bad cell service.
Yeah.
And if your cell phone is still like looking for a signal, that can burn down your battery a lot more quickly. So sometimes if you're going to be in areas like that, you could turn off, if you know you're not going to need it, you could turn off that, off Wi-Fi if you're not going to be looking for it, things like that.
Chris Quimby, you got a question, 1-800-966-1039, the fellow from Midcoast iPhone Repair. Questions about your iPhone, your iPad, your smart device, 1-800-966-1039. You were just on the... George?
Come on now. We're trying to...
What was that?
We're trying to run a radio show.
My phone is set up so that when I go through Facebook, and if anybody has video that they put up, it automatically plays the audio.
Okay, talk about sucking in your data right there, right? If you have that automatic play.
Truth be known, he was playing Candy Crush Saga.
Nah.
That's just his out. I was on the... You were about to mention the fact that I was on
TV
this morning.
You were just on TV this morning.
I'm famous.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I go
Funny
on there
too.
Once a month, and we talk about a subject related to mobile devices. This morning, I was talking about a question that a lot of my customers have, and that's, what do I do with my old devices?
Because you just don't want to... We got a couple that are piled up in the house, and you got to think there was a big investment there, but now it's just sitting there as a paperweight.
I mean, and then so the deal is, like, some people have broken devices at home all the way up to like partial functionality, up to full functionality, but that they don't use anymore because they've upgraded. And I've got a few suggestions if you don't want to just chuck those in a landfill, which at some point, you know, our earth mass is going to be half composed of just old iPhones and Samsung devices. You can donate. There's a nonprofit called cellphonesforsoldiers.com. You can find that. And if you donate even broken phones to them, those are turned around into free cell minutes for soldiers. So that's something that people could do rather than just chucking them or leaving them around. And you can interrupt me at any point if we get texts or calls. But if you have broken things, a lot of times they can be fixed and people don't realize that even in the most horrible condition, a lot of times your device can be repaired. It might not be a financially sensible thing to do with some models, but it's possible. But even if it's broken, you could go to a repair shop, ask them to take out the battery and take a hammer to it if you're concerned about, you know, George and all of his provocative selfies that he has on his. Probably wouldn't want it resurrected in a landfill. Then, you know, you could do that. Don't take a hammer to a phone that has the battery in it, because that could be a really bad scene for you.
Oh, we've seen that in the movies.
They took my phone when I just bought a new phone.
Yeah.
And it was kind of expensive. Mm-hmm. It's a top-of-the-line phone,
mm-hmm.
I guess. They convinced me. But they took my phone as a trade-in, and they made a deal with me. And they put it in a bag, and they sent it somewhere.
Yep.
But what are they going to do with that phone?
Well,
all my information probably is still in there, isn't it?
Well, no, I assume that you restored it. You're supposed to restore it before you surrender it. And restoring it would be restoring it back to factory default. So you abandon ownership of it in an iPhone case, you would remove Find My iPhone as a setting. You would turn it off, basically. You would remove your Apple ID from it, and then they would wipe it, basically. So when it came back up, it would say, hello, hola, in all of the different languages. Yeah.
You're trusting that they would do that.
Well, you're actually supposed to do that before
I
you
didn't
handed
do
it.
That.
In.
Oh, okay.
So I bet
hang
they
on a
did
second.
It for you.
Okay, let's rewind, because this is very important. Here's valuable information. Listen to Chris Quimby right now and what he's going to restate for you.
Well, I'll say, I have personal recent experience with this, because we just switched from US Cellular to Verizon a week ago Monday, and my son surrendered his Samsung Galaxy S7, and the instructions on the package, now again, only one of the genders follows directions, but but it does say clearly on there that you need to restore this and how. Now, I'm sure they accept phones back and get it, and the thing is, they could, quote unquote, do it for you, but they also can't, because, for example, with an iPhone, in order to remove your Apple account from it and to turn Find My iPhone off, mm-hmm. which is part of what links that to your account, you need to enter your Apple ID password in order to do that. So if somebody doesn't know it, they can't do it. This is why it's dangerous sometimes to buy like old devices on eBay, because unless you trust and know the person, you very likely would get a device back to you that's been what's called iCloud locked, and it's useless to you because it's tied to somebody else's account. You can't activate it. You can't download apps. Everything is functionally working for hardware, but it's useless to you.
And you just blew all that money on eBay thinking that you, I got a steal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I see so many people who get taken advantage of that way. And then again, that people aren't technically savvy. They just want to trust that they purchased something that is going to work for them. And if people say it's in fine working order, and then they're disappointed.
So. Chris Quimby is with Midcoast iPhone Repair. Where do we find you online, friend?
At MidcoastiPhoneRepair.com.
What's with the announcer voice?
It makes me feel intelligent. If you're going to call me an expert, I got to sound like I know something.
Okay.
Do people come up to you and say something funny?
Oh, my goodness. I used to hate that. You're referencing the fact that I used to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Do they come say something funny, make me laugh?
I think Jerry Seinfeld jokes about that, too. That's one of the most infuriating things about marketing yourself as a comedian, that you're some kind of a circus monkey ready to... But just, you know,
it's like us, Rick.
Can we park on that for a minute, actually? Because I think actually Jerry Seinfeld said that. Like, I think he's the one that said, like, if people find out you're a proctologist, I think it was him.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.